In the Bible, it describes that there are three types of death. A person who is not born again, not a Christian, his spirit or heart, the part of him that contacts God, is separated from God. He is spiritually dead. The second is physical death, which is when life departs from the physical body. We all go to the throne of judgment, and everyone who is not born again, not a Christian, has a second death and will be cast into the lake of fire, the devil's territory. See Revelation 20, verses 11 to 15. Mankind is ruled by the devil, who has sinned from the very beginning. Before the world was created, God chose each and every one of us to be his children, to be his holy, innocent, and loving people. The fall of man first happened in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve. Sin has been the problem of man's heart since then. It says this in Genesis. As a result, this separated us from God, giving us two kingdoms, which are opposed to one another. In John 10:10, it tells us that Jesus is the king. Jesus' will as king is peace giver, life giver. Satan's kingdom is darkness, theft, destruction, death. In Satan's kingdom, mankind live by their mind, will, and emotions. He controls us using our negative circumstances. God is simply love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, gentleness, faith, self-control. Being born again is also called new birth. When you are born again spiritually, you receive a recreated spirit from God. That is, your spirit or heart is born again and now in contact or in a relationship with God. Or to put it another way, you have a new nature. You are now a child of God, a member of his family. God provided the one and only answer to man's fallen nature, and that is Jesus Christ. But God has given us free choice to continue with Satan in this present world or to believe and receive Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross because he took all of our sins, past, present, and future, and that is why we have salvation. And I'm so glad I've got salvation. So glad I'm born again. And whether you realise it or not, each and every one of us, wait a minute, each and every one of us has a spiritual craving for God. The hunger you feel will only be satisfied by spending time with God through reading his holy Bible. God has revealed himself through his word. That is how you'll build up a relationship with him. The spirit that now lives inside of us will guide us by talking to our spirit. Matthew 6, verse 33, God is telling us to seek the king of the kingdom of God. We have to seek heavenly things of God and not worldly things. Seek him with all of your heart. This is how you will find God. You are on a journey now, and as you read the Bible, you will sense that God himself is whispering in your spiritual ear. You will grow strong. The enemy Satan will do anything he can to distract you from reading the Bible, because he knows it will teach you how to live victoriously according to God's will. It will cleanse you, John tells us in chapter 15, verse 3. It will set you free, he says, in John 8, verses 31 and 32. It will be a light for your path, as we are told in Psalm 119, verse 105. You get God's nature instead of the sinful desires of the world. 2 Peter 1, verse 4. God's word is your spiritual food. You need a constant diet of it, just like your physical body. Just like your physical body needs food to grow and be strong. The devil will be on the attack constantly, using negativity against you, making you insecure. He will remind you of your past. It will feel like a ball and chain of condemnation to keep you moving forward with God. You have a spiritual warfare with these two opposing kingdoms. The devil will only have victory if you give in to your emotions, feelings, and negativity. He is the bully of the universe. Jesus has provided you with the power to be victorious over the enemy. The Bible is a spiritual weapon, and as you build up that relationship with him, he will teach you about his love. Our power source is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and his word. God can only do in our lives what we allow him to do. Don't start your day without making up your mind not to fulfill the desires, the lusts and desires of the flesh. You need to have willpower to put on the holiness of Christ, so that you will not sin against God. This then releases God to pour his power into your life. Don't be ignorant of the word, because it will leave openings in your defences. Some of the works of the devil are sin, sickness, fear, death, depression, murder, temptation, deception, lust, rebellion. This is his playground. Remember this, everybody. When you are born again, when you became born again, a beautiful divine exchange took place. God took everything you were, which was a wreck, and gave you everything he is, which is wonderful. And remember this. Jesus lived and died not just so that he could take our sin, not just so that he could take our sickness, not just to teach us the way that God wants us to live. He came so that we could have a relationship with him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.